Andy loved Coca-Cola. He thought, why shouldn't a bottle of Coke be a work of art? And the next thing he did was so crucial in his development as an artist, because he created this. And look, you can tell at once that suddenly here's a much stronger, bolder style that's all his own. It might not seem like much, but deciding to depict a commercial object on the canvas and deciding to present it in this clean, graphic, and mechanical mode was a huge deal in the art world at the time. And this turned Andy into the pioneer of a new movement called pop art. Artists have always painted things from their everyday lives, like hay carts, vases of flowers, bowls of fruit. What pop art said was that stuff from the commercial world and popular culture could also be art. And that's how 32 cans of soup made it onto the walls of MoMA, America's most important modern art museum. With these soup cans, Andy finally managed to break into the high art world with a landmark solo exhibition in 1962.